So needless to say, the psoas needs to be taken care of more than anything because it is responsible for so much of the human experience. And you can tell when the psoas isn't happy because she gives you a lot of warning signs. So you'll have problems like a low back pain and knee pain and hip pain and sciatica and sore ribs and things like digestive problems, anxiety, depression. But what these warning signs are trying to tell you is that you aren't happy based on the signals you're giving off, whether you know it or not. Thus, the symptoms that show up are because you're lying to yourself about what you really want. So what happens is your heart says it wants one thing and your head wants something else. Something logical or something that makes sense, you know. But you can't trust your head because most of the time he bases his decisions on what is evident, what's obvious, what already is. Most of the time the mind wants to go and do what looks safe and what feels comfortable because it's what he knows. And that's how we get stuck in our small worlds. But the heart, she wants to do the impossible. The heart wants to be free to create and to make love and to feel showered in abundance. And when you let go of the need to control and you listen to your heart and you do more of what feels good, when you and your heart are in alignment with each other, the psoas can relax and straighten out. You start to feel good and the muscle of the soul will let go. And the tug of war within ends. And then your back pain goes away. Your knees don't hurt. You have more mind-blowing orgasms. And on top of all that, you take profound action steps in your quest to be who you really are. So it looks like you can leap over tall mountains. So I'm just saying, the psoas needs your love and attention by paying attention to how you're feeling and do the work to only feel good as often as possible. The more you do, the more momentum you get in feeling good, and that is the path of least resistance regardless of what ails you. So let's just say, living an extraordinary life is predicated on the strength of the psoas. Without her full support, you will not get very far. You end up lopsided or completely falling apart. In my opinion, both suck. Trust me. I know. I'm out.
Thank you for listening to Art Stories by Artists Are Alone. To buy Artists Are Alone's alcohol ink or paintings, go to artistsarealonestore.com. And to get more of the art stories, go to artistsarealone.com. Thank you for listening. I love you.